This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My studio.
Back in my studio.
Good for you, Richie. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to discuss the election with Natalie Jackson, who is a senior data scientist with the Huffington Post.
That sounds fancy.
That sounds fun. What are we going to talk to her about?
About the election, Richie.
Oh, good.
The midterm election.
All right.
It's going on everywhere today?
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. Dr. Jack Stockwell. What did you say, Kenny?
Is that today?
Yeah, it's supposed to be today. All right, big news from NBC television.
Yeah.
Yes.
The evening news hosted by Lester Holt.
On the weekends, yeah.
Lester, during the newscast, shifting attention to a story from down south, goes to the anchor. The anchor goes to the reporter. The reporter is taking a leak. You seen the video?
Yeah, I have a bunch of times. I'm not so sure. I'm convinced he was actually doing what everybody thinks he was doing.
Really?
I think.
What do you think he was doing?
Because when he reaches down for what you think is zipping up his pants, he's actually reaching for his gloves.
Really?
Like he had his gloves in between his legs.
Mm-hmm.
How could you be taking care of business with your gloves and hold your gloves? I don't think he was doing it.
You want a funny story that I will tell publicly that I haven't done until this point?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
About our friend Ed McMahon.
When you gotta go, right?
I was filming a video at his house. He was helping us with the CRM promotional video. And so I had my video guy over and we had him wired up for sound. And Ed said, "Hey, you know what?" He's like, "I have to check on something. I'll be right back." Next thing I know, my video guy's waving at me, and he's like, come here.
Listen,
and you could just hear the full tinkle of Ed McMahon. And we had it on tape, but we, of course, deleted it promptly, but it was kind of funny.
You know,
it happens. You know, you got to go. Come on.
What was it? Oh, my God. The weather guy on NBC on the Today Show forever, bald, old.
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott.
Yeah.
Was in here one day in the studios.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just chatting. I mean, just shooting the breeze. And he's, of course, crazy and funny. Right there. Decides, my shirt's not tucked in. Unzips.
Uh-huh.
Drops his pants, about 3, 4, 5, tucks his shirt in, the whole thing. And we're all sitting there just chatting. He's like, no big deal, just us and the guy. I mean, there was no ladies present. It was just 4 or 5 guys. But Willard was just like, have to adjust.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's reality, Richie.
I've just never seen anybody really do it in a place of business.
Reality radio.
Yeah. But he was funny. He's a funny guy, man.
Funny.
Oh, he's funny.
Okay, more information on the spaceship accident, Spaceship 2. Looks like there are any number of things that could have gone wrong. Suffice it to say, these tests will continue. There was something that happened to the plane. There was maybe an engineering problem, but it's been...
It was the co-pilot turned on the trim too early.
Yeah.
He unlocked the trim, and then the trim went off about 15, 20 seconds before they were getting ready to come out of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, it took them down.
Yep.
So unfortunately it was...
And he's the one who died.
The pilot
was able to eject.
So the good news here, it's a bad story, but the good news was it was pilot error, not a technical error.
Right.
So
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing you carry with you.
Those are very fixable things. There's no mystery.
Mm-hmm. The head of Naval Warfare Special Command has warned Navy SEALs against betraying their promise to maintain secrecy.
Yeah.
This is a 60-minute piece that's going to be on Sunday. Interview, the fellow who wrote the book is defending his publication of details of the mission. So the admonition is seemingly directed at Matt Bissonnette. How do you pronounce his name? Bissonnette?
Yeah.
who revealed his role in the mission. And it seems to me this is not the first time. Wasn't there a book?
This is based on his book, yeah. Last year where he basically came out and claimed I was the one who killed Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. And all the rest of the SEALs are like, okay.
Uh-huh.
We have a little code of silence here.
Yeah. All right, speaking of guns.
You know, in this, we talk about...
Go ahead, Richie.
We talk about all the time where Snowden, cases like this, whistleblowers, and speaking up against the government. And a lot of times people have a problem with things like that because it could be dangerous for certain people. Mm-hmm. When Navy SEALs start talking and start writing books about how they did something, people are going to die.
I don't know about in this circumstance, but I'm not sure it was the smartest thing. But you see how people are changing. This would never have happened
never.
In the last generation, or as Tom Brokaw put it, in the greatest generation. No, nobody would have told
right.
a story like this.
And the Secret Service, it's the same thing. Mm. You would have never seen this.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
Secret Service.
It happened,
yeah.
But it was all kept undercover.
Yeah. All right, TSA out there protecting you at U.S. airports. Last month, screeners found 181 firearms in carry-on bags at airport screening points around the country. Who is stupid enough to think they're going to get a gun on a plane? Actually, these
obviously
are the people
180
that
people.
Are the elections. We worry about how people are going to vote in the election. Well, if this is any indication of how stupid people are, one guy brought a 13-inch sword trying to get it through the airport.
They take away my mail file, and this guy's bringing a 13-inch sword on board.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right. So you can watch that at the blog. All right. So in a moment, we're going to meet Natalie Jackson. She covers politics for the Huffington Post. So we'll talk with her about the midterm elections, how she has seen some of the races from her vantage point here on Good Day.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
It's Kohl's two-day sale with 50% off specials store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only, find 50% off sweaters to layer and new styles for your entire family. Find 50% off fleece for every occasion and snuggle up in sleepwear for the family at 50% off too. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
This Wednesday, crank it up.
Let's do this!
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards.
His performances by
Blake Shelton,
Luke Bryan,
Florida, Georgia Line,
Keith Urban,
Tim McGraw,
Kirk Bentley,
Lady Annabella.
Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town
and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor.
Let it go! Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program welcomes Natalie Jackson, who is currently a senior data scientist with the Huffington Post. I would have, looking at your CV here, Natalie, thought you were a political scientist using science literally to understand how the polling, polls, try to figure out by looking at the various election models who is going to actually win. Is that your job?
Yes, that's correct. That's a large part of what I do at the Huffington Post. I am a trained political scientist.
Yeah, okay.
So well, she worked at Marist College, and they're responsible for a lot of the bigger polls.
Yeah,
we see.
And she has a PhD in political science, Richie.
Well, there you go. She knows what she's doing.
She knows.
Let's find out who's going to win. Who's going to win?
The races to watch, Natalie, are in what states?
Well, on the Senate side, we have very close races in Alaska, Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, North Carolina, and New Hampshire. So those are the ones we're monitoring very closely today.
So in monitoring them, how do you take the data and figure, okay, this is what's going to happen? How much data do you need? And hopefully somebody's going to exercise some judgment there and not have all this stuff spewing all over the place, which in a way rigs elections or fixes them or influences them when the information comes out too quickly, doesn't it?
Right. And that's why there's a lot of caution and control with the exit polls. Those don't get released until late in the day.
How reliable are those? If I walked out of a polling place and somebody said, who'd you vote for? I'd give them the exact opposite of what I did, just because I don't think it's anybody's business. I might just screw with them a little because I don't like the fact that there is so much based on this information, which is just hearsay.
Well, what they do is they have so many people that they interview that even if there are a good amount of people who do that, then you know, it's probably on both sides, so those people kind of cancel each other out.
So your lying cancels out somebody else's lying.
Yeah, great. So it doesn't sound like this is too scientific, actually, when you get right down to it.
It very much is, especially with the exit polls. They do very specific samples of what precincts they're going to poll.
Yeah.
The people conducting the interviews have a very specific sampling procedure that they go through to decide who they're going to try to talk to. And then once they start getting returns, actual election returns in, they're able to use that information to help inform how the exit polls are doing. So the projections are actually a combination of the returns coming in and the polling responses.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, they're able to project. And it does get extremely statistical. It's very advanced modeling, and of course everything on the front end, like I said, the sampling procedures are all extremely carefully conducted.
How often are all these right?
How often are you right?
Well, I should say that the type of modeling that I do is separate from the exit poll. What I'm doing is taking all of the prior polling and putting it together. The thing to remember when you're looking at projections like what I do and what Nate Silver does is that we're basing these on probabilities. You know, statistics is all about measuring uncertainty. Mm-hmm. We know we can't be completely sure of any.
All right, so the bottom line, Natalie, who's the Republicans take over the Senate, yes or no?
We have a 79% chance of Republican takeover.
All right, there you go. I think that pretty much tells the story. All right, Natalie, thank you.
The expert experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at cccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heard about 49, just east of Harlem. Dougie gon' be there, but you got to call him.
The last song of perspective from the Prince world, artist formerly known as Prince, as he was known on this date in 1984 and then became Prince again.
Right.
He kicked off his fall tour in Detroit. He sold out immediately 20,000 seats in the Joe Louis Arena in record time.
I'd love to see him. I think he'd be great.
One of the few concerts I've never seen and would love to, but it just—I mean, every time he comes around, it's $300.
Really? Whoa!
And it's in a big, huge arena. Yeah, because he sells out so fast, so you got to buy him, and it's just But if you got to pay the $300 to see Prince, I got to pay the $300 to see Prince.
Really?
I have to see him at least once.
Ooh, not me. For $300, I'll stay home.
I know. But I got to—he's on my checklist.
Got it. Okay. Next up on the musical list are the Eagles. From this date, 1979.
This
title tune from the album The Long Run started a 9-week run at the top of the Billboard charts. So, let's see, what else is on this? Long Run, I Can't Tell You Why.
Yep. Oh, great song.
Let's see here. King of Hollywood, Heartache, Tonight.
Yep.
Let's see. The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks.
Right, Greeks Don't Want No Freaks.
Sad Cafe. Eagles, extraordinarily well put together, even though they didn't stay. But Hanley and Fry didn't stay friends, or they kind of back and forth.
They are now. Yeah. That's why they named their last album the Hell Freezes Over Tour, because they were asked, when would you tour again? And he said, when Hell Freezes Over.
Here we are. On tour.
Yeah.
All right, next up in the musical news department, Taylor Swift makes the news almost every day. She's very smart. So, she has pulled her entire catalog from Spotify, story at DougStephan.com, and one wonders why. What was the tiff about? Why is she... This is very dramatic. This means this is a music streaming service, very popular. So she's...
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the leading purveyors of new music and distributing, thank you, Doug, distributing this stuff. This big, big influence from Spotify. So what happened? Why is she pulling?
Her record label is about to be sold or absorbed by somebody.
Yeah.
And they are trying to make themselves look as profitable as possible. So they don't want anybody listening to her stuff for free. They want, this new album just came out, they want everybody to go buy it.
So this was not her decision, this was the label's decision.
That's what the rumor is. There's nobody from her camp or the record label has said anything. It just, all of a sudden, her stuff was gone.
You know, I would tend to believe that, knowing how digitally smart she is and young,
very smart.
I can't see a 20-something...
She'd pull it, yeah.
Pulling anything off of Spotify. That doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I buy that story.
16 million people have played a song of hers on Spotify in the last 30 days.
Wow.
She's
huge.
19
and she's cross-genres
individual
now.
Yeah. Playlists. Wow.
Yeah, she's massive. Did I tell you the Spotify story that I heard where this band was trying to raise money for them to be able to go into the recording studio and record an album? So they created...
Crowdfunding?
Through Spotify. You get paid like 20 cents a song.
Ah.
So they created an album of nothing but blank, dead air, 10 tracks on the album.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And uploaded it to Spotify.
Really?
And they asked everybody to play the album when they went to sleep on their phone. And before Spotify realized what was going on, they had raised $25,000. Enough to cut their album.
There you
and
go.
Then Spotify pulled the album and said, all right, we got to change the rules.
People buy anything.
That is so great.
Oh, yeah. How much will you pay for 28 after on Good Day?
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
This Wednesday, crank it up. It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Kirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Rod Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8/7 Central on ABC.
It's Kohl's two-day sale with 50% off specials store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only, find 50% off sweaters to layer and new styles for your entire family. Find 50% off fleece for every occasion and snuggle up in sleepwear for the family at 50% off too. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, vitamins for your brain, as we work our way through. Some of the good news today has not to do, well, you'll tomorrow understand what the good news is, depending on your political persuasion. What I find interesting is, as the election looks like it's going to tip, lady who's just on with us said 79%. Wasn't that the stat? She used 79%.
79%.
Yeah. Likelihood the Republicans would win the Senate. So the White House is saying it's not their fault. It's the dismay that people have with Washington and the politics of arguing.
What? That starts somewhere.
Right.
Dismay just doesn't, like, poof out of nowhere. Guys,
these people are hysterical.
I always live by a top-down philosophy.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think the buck stops here is how, where right. is Harry Truman when we need him? He'd be a great president for this time. One wonders whether it can get any better. That is the price of gasoline averaging now $3 around the country. Many areas, I talked to somebody yesterday, $2.71.
Yeah, but don't be happy.
Well, it went
don't
up.
Be skipping around. Everybody's tweeting pictures of their gas prices.
Yeah.
They're so happy. Twitter is like all abuzz with, you know, ooh, I just paid under $3. Yeah. As Doug said, suckers. It should be $2, $2.10, $2.15 all the time.
All right. So the prices are expected to stay, quote unquote, relatively low, says the AAA, going to Thanksgiving and Christmas. See how I'm just putting together. I'm going to L.A. this weekend, and I'm thinking about what it costs. The last couple of times I've gone, the dollar signs next to the price of the ticket, and they fluctuated $200-$300 over the last 2 or 3 months. So now Meredith and I are going out because Megan's having her baby on December 22nd. so we're going to go out the 21st. And I called yesterday Best Fares to see what it was going to cost us to get out there. I haven't gotten the number back yet. We're going to go out on that Sunday before Christmas and come
now,
back.
Now, what if she goes early?
The way they've got it figured out.
No, Mother Nature doesn't matter about figuring things out.
Well,
Mother
but
Nature
these guys, we were talking about stats. UCLA Medical Center is one of the best places in the world because the kids are both profs at UCLA. They're into the system. And the system has been monitoring them on a weekly basis.
Right.
They're in
if she induces on the 22nd.
Well, she's not going to labor. She's having a C-section. The baby's
right.
not going to come.
The
only thing that would change that if she had premature labor. But they looked at her pregnancy. This is what I'm saying. They'd taken all of the sort of guesswork, and some people say fun, out of this. Statistically, she's in a computer program that has studied other women who have had the same circumstances. So they figure the odds. Now, are you right, Jennifer? Could Mother Nature throw a curveball into this?
Every once in a while, she laughs.
So if that's the way it happens, that's the way it happens. But right now, she's scheduled to deliver the baby at 7:45 on Monday morning, December 22nd.
Wow.
That's when the baby's supposed to be born.
Wow.
I love you, Dougie. And you come out December 21st. You don't. You're way too scheduled. You people.
Well, I just
you
have
Stephen.
Maybe I should come on Saturday.
You realize what?
Doug's like, I'll be there the 21st. I'll be out of there the 23rd.
You realize what a sucker you are for all this stuff, right?
I'm a sucker.
The doctors are playing you.
How's
it's
that?
All part of the medical system's plan now.
I
want to work 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. I don't want any deliveries at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah,
right.
C-section of course.
The C-section is probably more expensive to pay for than natural delivery.
They schedule 14 C-sections that day, and Megan's
right.
the first one.
Yeah,
they show up at work at 7 o'clock. First baby, 7:45. Next one, 8:45. The one after that, 9:45. Just crank them out. That's what it is. You're probably right, Richie, in that sense.
Oh, it's good.
Isn't
they
it funny
plan
how,
everything.
Yeah. How childbirth is probably the most important thing that you can do in your life, and it's probably one of the defining moments of your life. And for doctors, it's like, okay, you're number four in life.
But you've now given me food for thought. I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe we should go out on Saturday. And just in case.
I think you should get there early December and stay the whole month. You never know.
No, absolutely. I'm not kidding. You're laughing, but it's, you know.
If the weather turns bad and I can convince Meredith to go, then maybe I'll go out there earlier and stay there. I mean, listen, if the weather's lousy, there's no place I'd rather be than out there.
Look, and you only get one shot at this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't tell you, this if you lived like in Canoga Park or down the street from Megan.
Mm-hmm.
But you live a 5-hour plane ride away. So, you know, you don't want to miss this. You're probably only going to get one
something.
Time.
Yeah. Are you going to be in the delivery room?
No.
I don't believe
kidding?
That I will be outside. I think she told me we'll be right outside the delivery room.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't
That's
think we
okay.
can be in the
Yeah.
I don't want to watch
You
that.
Get to go in up until the event and then you get out.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, we started talking about gasoline. I was ordering diesel fuel yesterday. $2.71 is the price, and heating oil is about that, I think. Who buys home heating oil here? Everybody heat with oil or gas? Kenny, what do you have in your house?
We don't need heat.
Oh, I have a gas heater.
I have a gas heater in my house.
Gas. My brother just bought a house that has oil
we
heat.
We fell for that one, though, Kenny. That was good. What'd you say, Richie?
My brother just bought an older house. He bought a house on the river.
Yeah.
In Annapolis, and it's got oil heat, and he is having it replaced.
Like
gas. Pronto.
Right. Anybody following the World Trade Center opening up? Yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit.
First time in 13 years.
Condé Nast is the first one in there. It looks like they have a 60%.
Yesterday.
At least the 60% of the building is leased, and Condé Nast will take up like 8 floors.
Are they that big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to take up like the 22nd to 30th floor.
104 stories, $3.9 billion to build. dominates the skyline again. Chris Rock had some really interesting jokes and shots in his SNL monologue on set.
Nothing you can do to get me to go in that building.
No. I think he may be right. I'm not really eager. I'll go down and I'll look at it, but I'm not going to go up in it.
Well, you know, it's funny. I noticed that the Condé Nast people, they took floors second 22 floor. Through. Yeah, yeah, they wanted to be close to the ground. Yeah.
Get a nosebleed up there.
Chris I remember. Rock.
What can they do? Can this building duck?
I remember telling the story on the air when I was running WEEI Boston. We were on the 44th floor of the Prudential Tower, and the we were in the studio during the hurricane of 1985. It was 85, 86, somewhere 85, I think it was. And I just for the heck of it was working with a couple of the news anchors, and I had a plum. I don't know why it was in my office, but it was. So I hung the plum from I hung it in the doorway. And I watched as the building swung back and forth in the 80-mile-an-hour wind, 90-mile-an-hour. The building was moving. And the only way you could tell that, really, you could sort of feel it, but I was watching the plumb move back and forth 4 or 5 inches on either side of the door jamb. So that's how much the building was swaying in the 80- and 90-mile-an-hour winds.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, what a nutbird. What are you doing here? Yeah, I didn't have to go in that day. I was just trying to, you know, show leadership. Yeah, right.
Well,
bring up the elevator. They shut the elevators down that day. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it,
World Trade Center. They've built this thing. It's got all of the stairwells.
Yeah.
Are surrounded by 3 feet of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
What they should have, oh my gosh, this is brilliant, you guys. I need to become an architect.
Okay.
What if the stairs went away and they just turned into gigantic slides? Because think about it, part of the reason that
people got stuck in New Jersey.
Wouldn't that be great? If people were getting stuck in the stairwell, if you could just sit on your butt and fly down the slide, you'd be out in no time.
What are you going to do with them when they hit the bottom? Shoot them into the river?
Then you walk out. No, you just get out when you're done. You walk away.
It'll be the big mattress.
You're doing 350 miles an hour.
Oh, my God, this is beautiful, you guys. Why aren't we doing this?
Yeah,
get somebody on the phone.
You do that.
A big pull.
Yeah, Joel.
All right, let's talk about what's going on with your hairline just before we have Dr. Jack on here. Things that are happening to your body. Lesson number one, you lose all of your cellular structure, your skin, your bones, your blood, your organs. Everything changes, including your hair. So when you lose your hair, that's not unnatural. That's normal for people to lose their hair. And it doesn't happen all at once, so you don't notice the gradualness if you have a good, healthy head of hair, like all the people on this program. Kenny's got a great head of hair. Richie does, even after his chemo last year. Jennifer's got a beautiful, thick head of, what is that? It's kind of black, but it turns brown. Bottle. Anyway.
It's blonde.
Wow.
Oh, it's blonde.
Wow.
Oh.
Kind of black? Really?
Ah. I saw your roots once.
Oh, my God. They're not black.
Well, they're dark brown.
They're not.
When I was his way around the women, that's for sure.
They're like light brown. If I didn't dye my hair, it would be like nasty, gross color brown.
Really? Okay.
Nasty, gross color brown is kind of hot.
Anyway.
Because I don't actually fully dye my hair. I just highlight it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hair thinning. Hair thinning.
Doug doesn't highlight his anymore.
Hair thinning, but my hair has been thin until I started using Provia. Richie used to make fun of that spot in the back of my head. Pretty much gone now, Richie.
The beauty of being a little bit taller than you is I could always see that spot.
Right. If my back was towards you.
Right.
And I don't turn my back to you much anymore. Anyway, this product works miracles. Those of you who are losing your hair, the point here is that if you use Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, it cleanses the pores in your scalp. So when the hair falls out and there's nothing that can grow back through that pore because it's plugged up, you need to cleanse the pore so that the hair that's under your scalp will come back through the pores and you'll have continuing a great set of beautiful locks, as they are called by some. And very simple, very easy, and very inexpensive. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. The sale is on now. You want stronger, fuller hair? This is the phone call to make. 800-525-8319. You don't find, there are various tonics around you can put on your hair that'll cleanse your scalp. Leave a bad smell, though. Ooh, some of those things, woo, they smell bad. This does not. This smells good, and it works. That's probably the line for this, Richie. This smells good, and it works. Provia cleanses the pores, lets the hair grow back again. You'll look with that beautiful, fuller, thicker, richer head of hair much better than you have without using Provia, that's for sure. 800-525-8319. Call now and order. It's a, I think you'll be surprised how quickly it works, frankly. Provia. For better hair, 800-525-8319. The natural way.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free five-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row, and now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free five-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of the great Nuka chiropractors on the planet, practicing from the neck up, literally. That's what his chiropractic practice is all about. He is extremely well-versed in all things medical. That's why I like having him on the program, because we get a different spin on a lot of things that are going on. For example, I'm not even a word about Ebola. No more information.
I got a quickie then before we get into it.
What, about Ebola?
Jack, when is the best time of day to take your vitamins?
Ah, that's a good question.
Well, some of them are oil-based. Some of them are fat-based. Some of them are water-based. The B family is water-based. You should take Bs two or three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Really?
The fat-based ones, A, D, E, and K.
And fish oils.
And fish oil. Just take them with fish oils. Take them once a day. Usually take them with a meal that has good fats present.
I have
like
to
if you had
one.
Eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
Take your A, D, E, and K at breakfast with your eggs.
I have to take anything I take. It has to go down with food because it won't go down otherwise.
Well, that's okay. You can still take the B vitamins with food. Mm-hmm. But they're water soluble. They're constantly washing out of the system.
But my thing is, I've been taking them as I get out of the shower before I get ready to leave for work, and I don't eat for about 45 minutes after that. So is that?
Well, if you're not taking anything but vitamins that early in the morning, they're probably going to be there by the time you eat, because unless you get enough to trigger digestion, it's just going to kind of sit there for a while anyway.
Okay, so I'm okay.
Give you upset stomach? When I do that, it's an upset stomach.
Not so much.
Well, you know, everybody's a little bit different. You
well,
know.
I also not slamming down 100 pills like Doug. He looks like a crack addict in Hollywood.
Well, if they're
Jack
food
does
days,
the same thing.
That's good. It takes the place of breakfast.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the compound found in cocoa that may reverse age-related memory loss. Cocoa, the good news and the bad news is, cocoa more and more proving to be good for you. Bad news is, it comes from the region of the world where Ebola is prominent, so all of the production of cocoa is pretty much slowed down to a crawl, and the price for chocolate is going to be twice this Christmas what it was last Christmas. Now, having said that...
That is scary.
Yeah. What is there about cocoa that's so good for you? What would you imagine?
Well, it's a green broadleaf plant that gets an awful lot of sun in it, and the energy of the sun is usually wrapped up in the meat of the fruit itself, whether it's in the roots, whether it's in the leaves, or whether it's in the actual fruit it produces. Same thing with coffee beans. Same thing with cocoa beans. The energy of the sun is wrapped up in these things. The problem emerges as to how they're processed. And so a lot of the cocoa... there's a big push right now around the planet to get the real dark, high cocoa content.
Right.
I think anything above 55-65% is supposed to be rather nutritious. And the reason why you get higher levels like that is because you're getting lower levels of sugar. And most people like milk chocolate as opposed to dark chocolate.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of sugar and cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that addiction we all have to that white powder,
right?
It's a much more requested form of chocolate. But the dark chocolate, there's various chemicals in there, just like I was saying, just same with coffee beans, same thing with tea leaves. The problem ends up when there's overprocessed, extra chemicals are put in there, certain chemicals trying to enhance flavors,
is
where the stuff gets dangerous.
You need to eat so much of these cocoa beans to get the amount of help out of it, the flavonoids. Isn't it impossible to eat enough to really get the benefits?
Is it possible to
Isn't
eat too much
Isn't it impossible
chocolate?
To eat enough chocolate to get the benefits of the flavonoids?
Well, that's...
Or the bad stuff.
No, that's probably a very good argument. I was being facetious there when I said it's not possible to eat too much chocolate.
You'd have to eat like 50 pounds of chocolate to get all the benefits that they're talking about.
Well, that's the same. You know, anytime you can find nature concentrating something, like seaweed, for instance, nature really concentrates trace minerals, iodine.
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
I hate this place. Hey, I just want to go home. Why can't we just go back home?
You can almost tell it's Survivor singing the moment of truth from the movie Karate Kid, which was the big movie during this week in 1984. Ralph Macchio is, good God, 53.
And he still looks 30.
Like he did, yeah.
Exactly. The guy's the
youngest. Donny Osmond.
Unbelievable.
Yep. All right, so that's how we get started. Osmond. What, Chuck, your guess?
Like Donny Osmond?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. I'm just laughing at myself.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just,
Donny Osmond doesn't seem to be
And to tell you how strange I am, in 1984, summer of 1984, which I regard as the best summer ever for genre films, I went to see The Karate Kid 10 times in a movie theater.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot of money, Joe.
How strange is that?
Will Smith did a great job remaking that franchise. What's up with a sequel to the first one?
They have it in the pipeline. let's see, it's going to happen, and I think it's too late for it to happen already, but it'll probably happen in the next 2 years. I just did I think I spoke about this on the air. I did a revival showing of The Karate Kid 3 months ago, and I got the film's director, John Alveson, to do a taped introduction specifically for the East Stroudsburg crowd, and he's a great, great guy.
Do you think that sniper that was hiding in the woods was there at that the showing of The Karate Kid?
I don't know.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We've had movie music. We get to movie moments and movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands, but I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
Chuck Curry in Movie News. I see Christian Bale has left the building when it came to the Steve Jobs movie. Why?
I guess he's bailed on the project. Chugger!
He's funny.
I guess the story has it, after coming to his own conclusion that he was the wrong actor for the part, he bailed at the last minute before he signed his name on the dotted line. Leonardo DiCaprio also reportedly was attached and passed on that, so they're going to look for another actor.
Who would be good for that job?
I don't know. They'll find somebody. Dale's one of the best actors in the business, so it's sort of...
So does that mean the script is just terrible?
I'm disappointed that he passed.
Yeah, Jen may have a point. Maybe they read the script.
Is it bad?
Maybe they read the script. That's a possibility. Another bit of movie news. Principal photography is wrapped on Star Wars Episode 7 under the direction of J.J. Abrams. It officially comes out December 2015 with Luke, Han Solo, and Princess Leia back. This most likely will have the biggest opening weekend in movie history. Could it hit $250 million in 3 days of release? I think it could.
So when does this one take place? It takes place after the first...
Well, think about it. You got Leia, and they can't makeup-wise hit the Mark Hamill.
So it has to take place like 30 years after.
It's got to be a long time afterwards.
Right.
30 years after Return of the Jedi.
All right. Okay. And that's what the script is based around that. So that's so does it set the stage for another one that has the same three back in it again?
That's yet to be decided. I think it depends on the response that the audience has. And from what I hear, Han Solo, Harrison Ford, has a lot of screen time. So I can't see Star Wars fans not wanting to see as much of the original cast as possible. I know I do.
Right, I do too. Yep. All right, what else, Trucker?
How important is social media to movies? Well, the Fast and the Furious 7 trailer was clicked on by 100 million viewers across Facebook.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's no doubt studios can get awareness out there simply on Facebook. It's just a matter of will people pay to see the product. They will for this one.
Do you see that Magic City is being resurrected and Bruce Willis and Bill Murray are going to be in it?
No.
What's Magic City? I don't know.
Magic, there was is a casino, sort of a period casino drama.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Canceled after a couple of seasons on Stars.
Kind of cartoony-looking TV show thing.
Yeah, right. That'd be interesting to see. All right, Chucker, nice job. Curry, even though he did interrupt me four times.
That's okay.
59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Do it again, Chuck.
Nice.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.